Eddie Greer III. This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Monday, March 3rd, 2025. If it's your first time listening to this other K-State podcast, thank you so much for taking your time out of your Monday to do so. This will come out immediately. I did not, wasn't able to post anything for early this morning, so, but the men's golf episode, this will come out right away because they're playing. They're going to finish up playing, actually, today at the Colleton. What I have here. Yeah, at the Colleton. Oh, now it's going to do it. At the Colleton River Classic is there as they finish up there as the Cats made a run late yesterday in day one over there. So we're getting that in just a moment. The Pearl Project Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. Other platforms where you can find this podcast, Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. I will set up something for this week over there as well. Case wants basketball. Oh, we're getting into that. And their tournament hopes there as well as really their hosting hopes pretty much out the window after hosting the NCAA tournaments first round and second round at Bramlage last year. That went out the door. We're getting all that. As we get on into this week, but we got to recap a super busy week, so I'll get to all that here momentarily right now, beginning with men's golf. Yeah, they're in Buffington, South Carolina, getting ready for the final round. Men's golf team, second place right now, heading into the final round after, again, a huge run late in yesterday's action there of the Wildcats. We're in fourth place. So again, we haven't been able to check in with them because of K-State baseball, which again, we'll get into that as we get started throughout this week, throughout the new week here. Excuse me. Again, still feeling the effects of this two-week cold, if you want to call this, but seven over par 295. Turn in the best second round tally among the 16 field right now. 6 under par 282 right now. And right now, behind Michigan State right now in the standings heading into the final round. Coach Grant Robbins after yesterday saying, quote, "It was a pretty tough day. The golf course is really difficult and the wind put a premium on ball striking." It continues on here saying, quote, "I'm really proud of the guys competed. It wasn't always pretty, but it seemed like we always bounced back. If we made a mistake, we played through some adversity really well. Tomorrow will be cold and the course setup will be tough yet again. We just have to stay patient, be disciplined with our targets and stick to the process shot by shot. If we do that, we will be in good shape at the end of the day," end quote. The end of the day, final round, an individual side, four K-State players, golf players, in the top 25, Cooper Schultz is there. Kobe Volacek right there. Oh, they're both tied for six right now. Schultz recorded a seven-shot turnaround from round one. It seemed to be the last couple of tournaments have been very slow starting for Cooper Schultz. If he starts off faster, again, we might be talking K-State being in the lead here, but again, Cooper Schultz, another slow start, but again, turning around yesterday there, a seven-shot turnaround from round one to two there, 400 par 68, eighth round in the 60s this year there. Schultz is now tied for first in the field by collecting a 5-under par on the par fives, which is while he is tied for second with 10 total birdies. Volacek made five. He also was plus five in the leaderboard as well. Second round score, 3-under par 69 there as well. He has turned in a scorecard in the 60s on six occasions here so far, here in the winter / spring of 2025. Well, it's March now, so we're seeing daylight, baby, here in Kansas City. This is crazy. I thought I was late for work a couple times on the route. Like, man, this is weird. I think I'm running late. Yes, we're seeing daylight. Yes, we're approaching daylight savings time. I'm like, yes, finally, the Arctic cold can ship its way out. Oh, the weather meteorologist just saying, oh, we're going to see snow. Probably we'll see that. Yeah, because Midwest weather, random ass weather, Midwest weather in the spring. So, yeah, I wouldn't rule that out, but you can kiss that Arctic cold goodbye, though, for sure. There was a kind of a chilly morning, but still nice morning here in Kansas City, Missouri. Support Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Hey, Greer, got to get sidetracked there. Sorry about that. K-State in position of team side, folks. Heading into today here, the final round of women's golf has been playing as well. Again, it was a super busy Sunday. Really super busy weekend for Case Athletics, so I'll do the best I can here to get you all caught up here. And we're going to start with men's golf here, and then we're going to go from right there. Ian McQuarrie in the top 25, tied for 12th place, two over, while Nicholas Mason tied for 15th, three over. There, McQuarrie from Overland Park. Mason, he started out fast, but kind of been fading a little bit there in this one. Fionn Dobbin tied for 72nd there on the leaderboard as well. Indiana Cole Starnes from Indiana, there you go, right now holds a 3-shot lead heading in to the final round. He's at 7 under par, 137. This thing will start off here right off the bat. So I'm going to go ahead and get this uploaded as soon as I can here. And then we're going to get rolling here on the podcast. So if you're not subscribed to this podcast, you better get ready. Because if you have not been already, since really the beginning of the year, we have been reeling off content, K-State content for you guys. So this right here, one of your podcasts, best news. For one of the best, staying up to date with K-State content for folks. So K-State will begin here near the top of the hour here. So we'll get this thing going here as soon as I get situated. And then we are going to be off and rolling here in the first full week here in March. K-State men's golf in action here today at Buffington, South Carolina for the final round of the Colleton River Collegiate Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast is found free and available daily. Remember, chance to record K-State content. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Hey, strap up. We ready to rock and roll here on the podcast here, folks. Go Cats.